Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now, you know that I love cars. I absolutely love cars. And in my head, I'm thinking, boy, if I knew how to do anything with a car, I would be like a foot taller and what have you. So for, 6 years now, my buddy, he wasn't my buddy always. He started out as my mechanic, Stan Andruski, over at Certified Auto Repair off of Hermitage, has been my mechanic forever and a day and a great guy. Well, anyway, I was in there. And he was telling me about a program called Vehicles for Change. He's part of this. He gets these cars roadworthy and has them delivered to people here in Central Virginia. And Stan has sort of taken pity on me, and he lets me hang out there and watch his guys work on cars. That's how much of a car dork I am. But I wanted everybody to hear about this Vehicles for Change program. And Martin Schwartz is the president of Vehicles for Change. Martin, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I was totally unaware of your program, as I said, till my mechanic, who is now my friend, Stan, said, this is an incredible program. And I would see these cars coming and I watch his guys work on them. I want you to tell us a little bit about the history of Vehicles for Change.
Sure. So I was actually lucky enough to be one of the founders and been the president of Vehicles for Change. We started in 1999. It was actually started by a for-profit auto parts company called Precision Certapro out of Northern Virginia.
Okay.
And, you know, they wanted to build a nonprofit to give back to the community that they worked in. And so we put together this program where we got donated cars and then we repair them. And we identify families who need a car to get to and from employment to escape poverty. So our program is all around kind of getting access to a job. And so, you know, Vehicles for Change since 1999 has awarded over 6,300 cars, to families in Maryland and Virginia. Our headquarters office is in Maryland, but, you know, thanks our folks, our friends down there in Richmond, we've been awarding cars in Richmond since, I want to say 2006. Mm. So we actually, from our Richmond office, we award cars throughout the southern part of the state. So literally from Norfolk all the way to Bristol, Virginia.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that this is all tied into helping people get to employment. Because when I mentioned it to somebody here at the Radio Factory, because I've been bragging about this as if I had anything to do with it, but I just think it's such a great program.
Well, you do now.
I guess I do, yeah. And I was telling them about this. Whoa, well, wait a minute. So they're giving just cars to anybody who wants them. And I said, no. This is all about families, people who are really in a tough way, they would love to be able to work. They want to be able to work. They want to take care of themselves, but this is the one thing keeping them from doing that, right?
That's exactly right. So for years, Jeff, transportation has been identified as the number one barrier to employment for low-income families. And of course, you know, in that Richmond area, public transportation is really not very reliable. So
that
if you're a single mom,
Martin, that is a very kind thing to say. It's terrible. It's terrible. I can say that. You can't. But okay, I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, think about it. If you're a single mom with 2 to 3 children and you're trying to navigate life, let alone employment, without a car, it is virtually impossible.
Yeah.
So, you know, our program works mostly with single mothers. We do other individuals. But for the most part, our families are single moms. They're identified through the Department of Social Services. So we work with the local Department of Social Services, again, throughout Southern Virginia. Mm-hmm. And they help us identify the cars or the families that are going to get the car.
Right.
And because of that, because our families are pretty much hand-selected, is is these families basically kind of that criteria besides having a full-time job or job offers, you're kind of ready to make that next step. You've jumped through all the hoops.
Yep.
You want to go to work, you know, but you just can't get there.
Yep. Yep. Now, one of the things I learned, Martin, is that these families as well, when they are awarded the car, it's not just, hey, here are the keys, good luck to you. They're told about maintenance, as an example. They're told about how you have to make sure the car is cared for properly. You know, a good AAA membership, stuff like this. I mean, it's the whole package.
That's correct. So, you know, when we started the program, we wanted this program to be a hand up, not a handout.
Right.
So first thing is that they pay an average of about $900 for their car. So everybody has a vested financial interest in the program. It helps us sustain some of the cost of the program. They get a 12-month loan that we guarantee, vehicles for change guarantee. So they establish credit while they're paying for their car.
Wow. Wow.
And then we get them a 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty. So we make sure that the car stays on the road while they're getting on their feet.
I love this.
So you're right. We wrap the whole package around. We want people to have that opportunity. And as a result, the impact is phenomenal. I mean, 75% of the folks who get a car from us within the first 12 months of car ownership increase their annual salary by more than $7,500 a year.
Wow. I love that. Now, a couple of other numbers I pulled, and if you said them, you'd probably be bragging, but let me share them anyway. You're talking about 6,000-plus cars that have been awarded to the families, but that translates into more than 20,000 lives that are impacted, right?
That's correct. So, like I said, most of our families have 2 to 3 children,
yeah.
So it impacts the entire family.
I love this. I love this. Now, here's the thing, Martin. Most of the folks who are listening to this program, thank God, we're not in a situation necessarily where we're going to need to reach out to you and say, gosh, we need the transportation. However, folks who are listening to this program might be inclined to donate their cars. How would they do that?
So the easiest way to do it is to go on our website at vehiclesforchange.org. Click on the donate button, and they can donate their car right there online. And, you know, there's lots of programs that take donated cars and lots of very good programs that take donated cars. Vehicles for Change is the only program where they're going to find where their car is going to go to a family to really have significant impact as opposed to being sold at an auction.
Right.
Now, we're picky on the cars that we take.
Oh, yes.
We take everything, but we're a little picky on the car that we award to a family because we really want our families to get a car that they can rely on.
That's right.
So, you know, if the car has over 170,000 miles on it, we're probably not going to award it to a family unless it's less than 10 years old. You know, if it's been in an accident and beat up or, you know, the engine's dead or something, we're not going to award those cars to families because we put a lot of money into these cars.
Mm-hmm.
Before they go to a family. So we want to make sure that they're getting a reliable car that's going to get them, you know, to work, get their kids to daycare, get to after school activities, you know, that they can't do without a car. I mean, you just can't do those things. I mean,
that's right.
You know, the cool thing is, Jeff, I don't know if you're in athletics, but I was a coach for a long time. And, you know, all my kids came to practice, you know, mom and dad drove them.
Right.
And so, you know, if you don't have a car, you don't get to play sports.
That's right.
And you don't get to do a lot of things, for that matter.
That's right.
So it really impacts the whole family. It is really a transformational piece of equipment.
It truly is, Martin. And I've had, on a personal level, as I mentioned to you, I'm friends with the guy who does the work for you here in Richmond. And I'm just this car dork. So I always say to Stan, hey, can I just come in and watch you guys work on cars? Well, I have seen some of these families who have come in to pick up the cars, to come in to learn a little bit more about their cars. And you can just see in the faces, number one, how truly appreciative they are. And they know to their core what a huge difference this is going to make for them and for their children, for their entire family. It's just a great, great thing that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you. And I tell you, I've got to put a shout out to Stan. I know you've mentioned him a couple of times, but I can tell you what, we were in a bind down in Richmond. We were working with another shop. The shop decided to go out of business or whatever. And we were really in a bind. And the person who runs our Richmond program kind of came across Stan, and he has jumped into this thing, full bore. I mean, 100%, he is behind it. He is all about giving back to the community. You know, if your listeners have a car, that need repair, my God, that guy has the biggest heart of anybody I've ever worked with. And, we're very lucky to have him. And, it's exciting to have a guy like him down there because, I can tell you, there's not a technician in Richmond with a bigger heart than that man.
There's no doubt about it. And Martin, by the way, I'll file a full report, but when I next see him sometime next week, he's going to yell at me because he had no idea I was having you on or talking about this. So, there might be a few bruises, but I mean, otherwise I should be okay. So I want to remind everybody, vehiclesforchange.org, you can learn about this. If you have somebody in your community that could be helped by this, you can send them in this direction. And again, for our listeners who are thinking, hey, tax season, tax deduction, all the rest of it, they can donate the car, you say, right online. Tell everybody just one more time how they do that, okay?
Yeah, so you go to vehiclesforchange.org. You on the homepage there, you'll see a donate your car button. You click on that, and there's going to be some information we're going to ask you. It'll take you a couple minutes to fill it out because we like to get as much information about the car as we can. Year, make, model, the VIN number, how many miles you have on the car, what might be wrong with it. And then you just click that off. It'll come, and actually most of them come to me. I'll get a response out to you, letting you know kind of what we might be able to do with the car, if it's good enough to award to a family, if it's a car that we're not going to award to a family. We still need those cars because we sell them,
right?
And all that money goes back to the program and to get the cars repaired. So those cars are still very, very valuable to us. And the cool thing about our program is that, Jeff, a car that goes to a family, that donor gets to deduct a fair market value deduction. And that's the only way, for the most part. There are a couple little tiny loopholes in the tax law, but that's really the way that a donor can get the highest possible tax deduction, which is the fair market value deduction.
Excellent. Well, we're going to send people to vehiclesforchange.org, vehiclesforchange.org. This is Martin Schwartz. Martin is the president of Vehicles for Change. Martin, thank you so much for taking time to be with us. Thank you for what you're doing as well.
I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much. That is Martin Schwartz, the president of Vehicles for Change. As he mentioned, he also was one of the folks who started Vehicles for Change, what do you say, back in 1999. And I'm bragging on my friend, Stan, who does this work here in Central Virginia with his auto repair shop, Certified Auto Repair. And that's the only way I heard about Vehicles for Change. And I thought to myself, most of us listening, most of us who are part of this program probably don't need that help. But if you need the tax deduction, if you'd like to help somebody else, this is how you do it. Vehiclesforchange.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!